Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lotta Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. I received a very serious message for America on the 20th of October, 2022. It was so serious that I didn't even want to read it again. I just put it aside and just left it. I had to digest it. I hadn't looked at it for a couple of weeks, and I knew that when it was time to bring it to you, the Lord would remind me or show me, and that's what He did today. So today is the day I bring this very serious warning to America if she does not repent. The last part of the message is very encouraging. So for those who are believers in Jesus Christ, who follow Him closely, there is a really good message that the Lord brings to us so we can be encouraged. So please hang in there till the very end. It's not a very long message anyway. All right, well, while I was praying, I saw in my spirit a message being written on a wall. However, this was not with a pencil or with a pen. What I saw was an imprint on the wall. Kind of like if you take a pen and take the ink out of the pen and then you write on a piece of paper, you still will have an imprint of what you were writing, even though the ink is not there. That's what I saw on the wall. It was an imprint of something being written. And then I got this message that I want to share with you. What the Lord first showed me was this. I heard this word. I heard, meanie, meanie, tekel, parson. Meanie, meanie, tekel, parson. Many of you already know what that means. You know that it comes from Daniel 5, and it's concerning Belshazzar, who had done abominable things against the Lord, many abominations, and he was partying, celebrating his debauchery, and when that happened, there was a hand that wrote on the wall, meanie, meanie, tekel, parson. And so I'm going to read to you what that means from the Bible. Meanie means God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end. Tekel means you have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. And parson or perez says or means your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. All right, now let me go ahead and read this warning that I got for America. You have been found wanting and guilty on the scales of life. O America, you have plunged yourself into the cesspools of debauchery, fornication, adultery, witchcraft, sorcery, and other great sins. Do you not fear the one who made you? Do you think you control your own life? You do not have any power over your life, for I am the one who gives you breath or takes it away. Continue to walk in these vile ways and your punishment will come. Your conscience has been seared and your mind has been given over to depravity. You feed on the helpless and needy and draw their very lives from them. Your wickedness will be exposed and dealt with, and your day of judgment comes. My hand has been lifted from your life unless you repent of your evil ways. Your father, the devil, has deceived you, and you believe a lie. There's no truth in your being. Your ways are dark and will continue to get darker and darker until there is no way out. Judgment now comes to America and those who support her. I will wipe the slate clean, and she will become a desolation and a haunt for detestable beings. I will purge and wash the land with fire. Babylon will be no more, and her wickedness will be erased. This once great nation is now a den of thieves and robbers, murderers and foul creatures. However, I save for myself a remnant. I want to say it again. However, I save for myself a remnant. These are they that have not polluted themselves with Babylon, but have come out of her. They have sacrificed much and have traveled on hard roads of trials and tribulations. They have been sanctified and purified by my blood, and I lead them to safe pastures. As these times come to an end, I will be leading and guiding them, oh, so very closely, for they are my beloved, and I am their king. Soon the betrothal is over, and the marriage comes. Hallelujah. This will be a glorious day to be forever with my bride. Watch, for I come quickly, at a time that you would not expect. Keep your garments white and stay true to me, even during these hard times. I love you with an everlasting love, both now and forevermore. Do not grieve, but rejoice, for your names are written in the book of life and have not been blotted out. This calls for much celebration. I am with you always, your Savior and King, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that was the end of this message, brothers and sisters. I will have a transcript of this message along with corresponding scriptures, and it will be in my blog, and that link is down below. Thank you for coming and listening to what the Lord has given me or shown me. Until next time, stay blessed.